Joining us now in our studios from Laura Baker Services Association, it's Andre Savanich. Andre, good morning.
Morning, Jeff. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in during the holiday. Do you have to work today? Is it a work day for
you? Yeah, it's a work day. So I had yesterday off, so that was good.
Yeah, good. Hopefully your Christmas went well. We're coming to the end of the year. We've got 4 days left in the year. Of course, New Year's Eve is on Saturday. New Year's Day is on Sunday. You have had a fun drive that has been going on. It's going to be coming to a close, or hoping to come to a close by the end of the year. How's everything going?
Yeah, well, everything's going well. We launched the, we had our gala on December 3rd, and that set a new record. So we raised $300,000 there, and then we launched our kind of our year-end campaign, which we're calling 125 for 125. So we're celebrating our 125 years of service, mm-hmm. and we're trying to raise an additional $125,000 between the gala and the end of the year. And so we have a GoFundMe page that's, you can find it out on our Facebook page, Laura Baker Facebook page. And so we're raising money to support our new programs and services that we're launching.
All right.
And have launched.
Just talk a little bit about some of the new things that are on the horizon.
Yeah, for sure. So we there's a lot happening. Obviously, we're continuing to provide our normal housing and support services, but we over the last couple of years have been working on some new programs and services. So our family navigation service, which is up and running, that helps support families who may have a loved one with a developmental disability to navigate resources and connect with support systems and that type of thing. Then we have a housing stabilization project that helps individuals with developmental disabilities stay and remain in housing. We're working in Faribault right now at Evergreen Knolls, providing some support there. And then we're going to be launching here in the first quarter of the year behavioral consulting services. And that's going to involve helping individuals stay in whatever housing situation they're currently in by providing some guidance around behavioral support and how to manage in whatever living situation you're in. So there's a lot happening right now.
That's a lot happening.
That's
an ambitious, a lot of ambition going from in 2022, and it's going to carry over into 23.
Yeah, it's the interesting thing is, you know, it's been a very difficult time for group homes, you know, organizations that are supporting people with developmental disabilities. There's a lot of group homes around the country and around the state that have been closing. Our goal with these new programs is twofold. It's to help fulfill a need in the community, but it's also to help create some sustainability for the organization. So most of our clients, almost all our clients are on Medicaid, and Medicaid reimbursement has been a challenge. And so we're trying to find ways to become less dependent strictly on Medicaid reimbursement.
Yeah, it has been definitely a difficult couple of years for people in the healthcare and human services industry like yourself, as far as finding employees and being able to compensate the people enough to attract new employees.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why the 125 for 125 campaign exists. It's really to help us fund those new programs so that we can create some. You know, we're still going to be doing the same things that we've always been doing, providing housing and support, but we need to kind of solve that financial problem to be able to, you know, work on our staffing shortage, right, and pay better rates to attract more direct support professionals. So,
you know, we're looking at, I don't know how many billion dollars in state spending that we're over budget, that we have in a surplus, is. I'm sure you're aware of that and probably are working with in conjunction with a lot of other organizations to help get a piece of that pie.
Yeah, actually, so, you know, one way that people can help support our organization, of course, Funding is needed, but that's really a temporary fix, the fundraising. We certainly appreciate all the support that we can get, but, you know, the financial support donations to our 125 for 125 campaign is one way. Then the other thing that we're doing right now is we're doing an email campaign to contact legislators to say, hey, we need increase in Medicaid reimbursement so that we can continue to operate and pay our employees. So we're asking legislators for a 30% increase to Medicaid reimbursement funding so organizations like Laura Baker can continue to hire staff and maintain staff. Otherwise, it's not a sustainable, we can't continue to raise the amount of money that we need to fill the gap that Medicaid has kind of left. So.
Are you getting, we have a brand new legislature that's coming in, and there are a lot of new faces with the redistricting and such, and a lot of people retiring. Do you have any kind of vibe on what they're going to do yet? Any read on them?
Not necessarily. You know, we're not hearing that disability services is at the top of the priority list, certainly. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we really need people's help with you know, emailing and contacting their legislators if this is something that they believe in, and that people with developmental disabilities deserve services and housing. You know, we would just ask that people participate and contact their legislator. And some of them may be new. They may not be informed on the situation that we're in right now and the potential for what could happen if we don't get funding. So, you know, people can participate by going to laurabaker.org, our website, and they can go to the advocacy page, and there's a link there. It's an email template. They can contact their legislator, it just takes 30 seconds to do that, and we'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, it could go a long way.
It could go, yeah, that's actually, you know, just as important as, you know, donations, and obviously we still would appreciate financial support, but, you know, not everybody maybe is in a position to do that. And so contacting their legislators would be just as helpful for us, because that's sort of the long-term problem that needs to get solved.
Once again, Andre Savanich is with us from Laura Baker Services Association. This is the year that they're celebrating 125 years of serving people in our area. Does the 125-year celebration come to a close at the end of the year? Or what?
Well, yeah, I guess we'd need to start celebrating 126 years. Yeah, it's been a great year. We had a great party this summer. We had a summer fun day where we celebrated our 125-year anniversary. We did at the gala. You know, we'll continue to, I think it's celebrating the long history. And, you know, the interesting thing is that it's been a part of the Northfield community for so long. You know, 1897 was when we were founded. 1898 is when Laura Baker bought the piece of land on Oak Street, and mm-hmm. We've been there ever since. So it's been a long part of history in town here,
spanning three centuries.
I know, yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Wow, yeah, that is amazing.
Yeah,
Andre, is there anything else you'd like to let people know while we have you on?
Yeah, I think you know, if you're interested in social media, or you participate in social media, check out our Facebook and Instagram pages. We'll have a lot of information there, both about our 125 for 125 campaign, as well as our advocacy campaign, where you know, we would like help reaching legislators to say, hey, we need to fund developmental disability services by increasing Medicaid reimbursement rates. So either of those things would be extremely helpful here in these last few days of mm-hmm. 2022. So.
All right. So contact, it's, I guess, your state and national?
anybody that'll listen. Yeah, I think, you know, we're in a unique situation here in Minnesota. Of course, we have the surplus. And so, mm-hmm. You know, we would advocate for some of that money to be used mm-hmm. to help, you know, solve the Medicaid crisis that we're in. So, yeah, I think, you know, there's a few days left here in the year. So if you're interested in helping out that way, either of those things would be very appreciated.
All right. Well, Andre, thank you for not only coming in today, but thank you for the hard work and service you put in for the community that you represent. And we wish you the best in the new year.
Well, thanks for having us on, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Andre Savanich, once again from Laura Baker Services Association.